Hey, good Saturday morning, everybody. Week number 8 of the high school football season. Last night, 7 of our 12 coverage area teams were favored, and 8 of the 12 came away with victories last night. The West Delaware Hawks on the road in Van Horn took down Benton Community 42-20. The Hawks got up early and hung on for the victory, 8-0 for the Hawks, setting up that matchup with number 1 Clear Lake on the road next Friday night for the District 2 Championship Contest out of Class 3A. Our coverage area game of the week last night, North Lynn had their hands full, and Wapsie Valley couldn't do much wrong at home as the Warriors beat the Lynx 42-0, Wapsie Valley winning their 18th district title since 1993, denying the Lynx of their 5th in program history. Anamosa battled number 8 Albernette on the road, but it was the Pirates coming out on top, 33-14. Cascade took care of Comanche at home, 48-21. Edco smothered Elkader Central, 70-6. Beckman Catholic shut out Lisbon, 63-0. Maquoketa Valley all over East Buchanan, 59-0. It was Starmont getting the upset and getting themselves into the playoffs because of it. They come back and beat South Winneshiek 35-32. Monticello fell to Tipton on the road in the battle of winless teams. The Tigers beating the Panthers 24-7. Independence shut out Iowa Falls Alden on the road 35-0. And Western Dubuque clobbered Clinton at home in Epworth 55-0. The Class 8 player A, 1A, and 2A playoff qualifiers announced from the Iowa High School Athletic Association last night. 7 of our 9 small schools getting into the playoffs. North Lynn, Anamosa, Cascade, Edco, Beckman Catholic, Maquoketa Valley, and Starmont will all play in round one of the playoffs for the small schools next Friday night. Those pairings will come out later this morning at 10 a.m. from the Iowa High School Athletic Association, and they'll be released on their website, IHSAA.org. In college football last night, several games and a huge upset as number 2 Miami of Florida goes down to Louisville 24-21 at home. Nebraska beat up by the Gophers of Minnesota. Golden Gophers 24-6 over the 25th-ranked Cornhuskers for another upset. Utah State got past San Jose State 30-25. California better than North Carolina by 3, 21-18. In the world of the Major League Baseball playoffs, in the ALCS, the Mariners lead the series again 3-2 with a 6-2 win at home last night over the Blue Jays. They'll be off until Sunday back in Toronto for game number 6. It was the Brewers falling to the Dodgers last night 5-1, and the Dodgers have won the NLCS and get back to the World Series with the 4-0 sweep of Milwaukee. College football coming up today in the state. The UNI Panthers will be at home at 1 o'clock as they entertain South Dakota. As the Panthers are 2-4, South Dakota comes in with a 4-3 record. The Drake Bulldogs are also at home in the PFL, a noon start as they'll welcome in Davidson. And the Iowa Hawkeyes at home, of course, at Kinnick Stadium on Duke Slater Field as the Hawks will entertain the Nittany Lions of Penn State. A 6:08 kickoff time tonight. All the pregame coverage begins at 4 o'clock this afternoon right here from the Hawkeye Radio Network, as we'll have all of the coverage leading up to the game tonight, the Hawkeyes and Penn State in Big Ten football. That contest can also be viewed on Peacock. And that's how it is for now. Have yourselves a good Saturday. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.